And I think you have to get a certain amount of hours, but yeah, then you can go and volunteer. And they have for actual classes, you have to go in person for dogs and cats. But yeah.
I'll bet you meet really great people too, because you already have something in common,
Yeah.
which is the love of animals. So it's fun to meet people. Are you sticking around with Animal Friends? Are you going to keep doing things?
Me and my stepmom were just talking about we couldn't. I think next month there's going to be all opening volunteer courses, and until you're 18, you have to go with a parent. So if you want to like go in with your parent, if you have time and you can learn the what to do with the dogs, and you have to walk dogs and do stuff with cats as a with a parent. But once you're 18, you can do it by yourself, or 16. I don't remember. But
Well, you can find out. The website is
yeah.
thinkoutsidethecage.org. And we're talking about Animal Friends, like everybody knows where it is. But Animal Friends is a shelter built with funding in part by a wonderful, is it Mr. Gluck? I'm trying to remember.
I don't
I think
know.
it is. I'll check on that
Yeah.
myself. But it's on Camp Horn Road in the near North Hills, not too far out. And you can find it there. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add? I'm gonna look up that information as you're talking.
Just that, you know, if you, I would say with like what they taught us about the ripple effect, you can do like little things that don't really seem like they matter, but like something as little as like we said, like walking a dog, like that doesn't really seem like much, but it is. It's you could change that dog's life just by like caring about it and you know, building a relationship with it, or something that doesn't even have to do with that, like something like helping your mom or helping your dad with something, or helping your sister or brother with like their homework or something like that, or just doing something little. If someone's having a bad day and you just go up to them and say, "Hey, are you okay? Do you want me to like sit with you?" That does a lot. And like I said, doesn't seem like a lot, but it does. And then that person could go and, you know, that person could go and talk to someone else who's having a bad day, and it changes a lot of things.
Thank you. And I was just about to correct myself. Sarah just wrote to thank you, Sarah. It's thinkingoutsidethecage.org. I think I said think outside the cage. It's thinkingoutsidethecage.org. And Animal Friends has been around since 1943.
Yeah.
Their phone number, 412-847-7000. And I was correct about the Gluck family. I got that correct. Sarah, thank you. Thinkingoutsidethecage.com or dot org. Thinkingoutsidethecage.org. I hope you'll come back to do things in our Youth Media Center. I'd love to have you share your writing with us. It's been wonderful to have you with us.
Yeah.
Makes me proud to live in your school district.
Thank
And
you.
thanks so much. You've caused some ripples here today, I think.
Thank you.
rock that'll make him strong. She'll be there to lean on when the whole world's done him wrong. There ain't nothing like a loving man, it's the way it is meant to be. You better find you a woman that'll be good to you like your mama's been to me. Don't you be fooled by a muddy stream, be careful where you dream. Said life is what you make it, sometimes it's a living hell. And if you wanna get to the promised land, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Said dig a little deeper in the well, boys, dig a little deeper in the well. If you wanna get a cool drink of water, you better dig a little deeper in the well. Oh, dig a little deeper in the well, boys, dig a little deeper in the well. If you wanna get
there, you've got Billy Strings, just hotter than ever. Dig a little deeper in the well from his album Me and Dad. And Sarah, thank you again for thinking outsidethecage.org, for correcting the website there, which you can find. Animal Friends does such a great job. And what a pleasure to be able to talk with one of the people who was part of Alicia's apprentices this past summer, Josie Farenthold. Coming up, some live music. We're really happy to welcome back Aaron Lefevre. We'll talk about a show he has coming up this Friday and also hear him play as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh WIUP-FM, Indiana WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and anytime, anywhere, online at common radio services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, AHA, Streama, or at our website, slbradio.org/radio.
Sometimes when I'm sad and all alone, just like a child without a home, the love you give me keeps me hanging on. All I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future, you're my past. Loving you is all I ask. All I ever need is you. Winners come and they go, and they watch the melting snow. Sure as summer follows spring, all the things you do gives me a reason to build my world around you. Some men follow rainbows, I'm told. Some men search for silver, some for gold. But I found my treasure in your soul. All I ever need is you. Without love, I'll never find a way.
ups and downs of every day. I won't sleep at night until you say, oh, honey, all I ever need is you. Silver song for gold, but I found my treasure in your soul. Oh, honey, all I ever need is you. And without love, I'll never find a way through the ups and downs of every day. I won't sleep at night until you say, oh, honey, all I ever need is you. All I ever need is you. All I ever need is you.
The likely culprits, I think they need to do a whole album of Sonny and Cher songs. All I Ever Need Is You, the song. Aaron LaFever is here in the Pittsburgh area from Maine. He's really an accomplished guitarist as well as a fascinating one with his own style and individual way of playing that I think you'll find quite unique. And he joins us in just a moment.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
If you missed any of last week's on-air features, you can catch them as well as literally thousands of program highlights at neighborhoodvoices.org. And a quick note that our teen programs are up and running and getting more and more popular. However, there's always room for a teen you know. And you, if you are that teen, from open mic nights to youth journalism, there's something for everyone at our Youth Media Center. Programs are free to all area teens and offer opportunities to pursue self-directed projects, earn stipends, and meet people from other neighborhoods in a great third space. We hope you'll stop by for details. slbradio.org/openstudio. Mark Tamsilla and Richard Withers playing in the background there from Up Jumped Joe in the Middle of It. Now, every musician has his or her own unique style. But Aaron is somebody who, as I mentioned before, is just a joy to listen to. I'm happy he's in from Maine. You can have a chance to see him and hear him this Friday at Acoustic Music Works. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But we'll first begin by listening. Here is Aaron LaFever.
Thank you.
Aaron Lefevre. Does that have a name? I'm sure it must.
It does. It's well, the titles for my songs tend to kind of morph a little bit over the years, but they always tend to be a bit the same. But I called this one Ravens on the Ridgeline for a long time, or just The Ravens. And it was inspired by a backpacking trip in the Canyonlands in Utah, where there were ravens along the ridgelines. and they were throwing pebbles at me. And, very playful, and it was pretty interesting.
It's interesting because as I listened to that, I was feeling movement and almost like I was being carried along by a body of water or by wind, kind of in a gentle way, just sort of being encouraged to move along. I think part of it is that sort of bass rhythm that accompanies the other lighter notes that you're playing.
It's a good tune for walking, I guess.
I don't even know how to describe what you're playing other than to say listen to it. How did you develop the style that you have? Do you have a sense of, I mean, when you began playing guitar, were you playing more traditionally?
Yeah, it's complicated. I was originally a bass guitar player, but I'd also taken lessons in violin and piano. None of those, well, the bass guitar was great, and I still love it a lot, although I don't play it much anymore. But violin and piano weren't really my instruments. When I went off to college, I didn't have a band anymore, and playing bass wasn't really that much fun to do by myself at that point, so I picked up a new friend's acoustic guitar, and that was really the first time I started playing. But it just spoke to me kind of right away and just made a lot of sense right away. And I picked a pretty challenging tune to teach myself right off the start, which was Classical Gas.
That is a hard tune.
And I still can't really play it. So I basically just kind of took what I could from that and taught myself how to do what I wanted to hear, basically.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Slippery Rock University for my undergraduate.
So were you studying music there?
I was not, actually. Yeah. I tried to go to Duquesne University out of high school for music, but I didn't make it in, and I took that kind of as a sign not to go to school for music because I felt at the point like it was going to make it too much like work. And I would kind of lose my interest a bit. So it worked out for me. I ended up studying creative writing.
And I ask, usually I wouldn't ask a question like that, but Slippery Rock has a really great music department. A lot of people don't know that they do, but that certainly is not a prerequisite for, excelling at music as you do. Do you get to play out? Well, you're living in Maine now. I was going to ask you if you get to play out much. Certainly not that often in Pittsburgh, but you'll be at Acoustic Music Works this coming Friday with another friend of ours, the great Jagtime millionaire as well, Ray Moran, you and me. Also, Daryl Sean is going to be there, and that's at 8 p.m. on Friday night, Acoustic Music Works. Is on Murray Avenue in Squirrel Hill, and just a music store, but
yeah,
they have a national, if not international, they've become just a center for really fine instruments.
Yes, they sell worldwide as far as I know, and they sell high-end boutique instruments, so can be expensive, although they do have an inventory of entry-level type instruments that are affordable. But they're definitely regarded as one of the top musical instrument purveyors in the country. So
yeah, Steve Miklos has done a great job there. I remember when he opened Acoustic Music Works, I was thinking, oh boy, I hope you succeed. This has got to be tough. in this day and age with the superstores and everything. But he's done a great job. And this show's free October 20th, this Friday, 8 o'clock at night. It is free, right? I would assume
It's free. It's free or donation.
Okay. Yeah. So you might want to...
Yeah. $10 suggested donation.
You might want to support the musicians.
That's it's nice.
An important thing
to
do.
We're happy to play for you. So.
I want to talk a little bit about Maine, but why don't we listen to another song first?
Sure.
And
so I'm going to do something a little more traditional. Before I left Pittsburgh, I was getting into Celtic music a bit. And when I went to Maine, I realized that it was a very popular musical style. So I've kind of worked on honing that method of playing a bit. But this was a tune that I arranged before I left Pittsburgh. It's called Shipaik Shamor, and it's very popular. A lot of people know it, for sure. You may recognize it. But it's not as traditional as it could be, because I'm just not that traditional. So it's got some influences of jazz and other world music in there that you may pick up on. Thank you.
Just beautiful. And I'm glad you mentioned the name of the song. I would have recognized it, but I love the treatment you've
it's a little different.
given it very much. So I know, you were raised in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, in the area around it. I was born in Indiana County and then grew up there for a few years.
Raised up,
I was
grew
seven.
Up.
Yeah, same difference. And then my family moved to Washington County. So.
And why Maine?
My wife is studying to be a doctor in glacial geology at the University of Maine. And so she's been able to go places like Antarctica and Chile and collect rock samples and things like that to do research at the university.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And how have you found Maine?
It's very cold. It's a beautiful state. The summers are just amazing. And if you don't like being hot, it's a great place to live. But if you like a lot of sunlight, it's probably not the best. Winters are very long and dark.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you mentioned you're in off the air, we were talking in Stephen King's.
Yeah, so I live in Bangor.
Yeah.
And I live a few blocks away from Stephen King's house, where he doesn't live now, but he does still live in Bangor somewhere. It's just kind of mysterious about where he actually lives. But he's turned his original house into an archive and a writer's residency, which is pretty nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Do you find yourself doing creative writing of the other kind, not music?
Not that much these days. I'm working full-time as well at the university, so I just don't have that much time for it.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I would think your music would be in a lot of demand, certainly for people to listen to, like they can this coming Friday night at the show at Acoustic Music Works, October 20th, but also perhaps for use in films or other areas where some kind of score might be needed. Is that true?
Yeah, that I haven't done that, but I have friends who play similarly who have done things like that. I just have not found the opportunity or connected with anybody to do such a thing, but I'm always looking for fun projects like that. So if anybody's interested, they can get in touch with me.
Yeah, there's something. By the way, this is Aaron Lefevre. I should have mentioned that, who we're listening to right now, L-E-F-E-B-V-R-E. Mm-hmm. And if you reach us, we'll pass along his information to you. We've also linked to areas of his. Are there some recordings people can grab?
Yeah, I have a CD online. You can find it on Spotify and places like that, Apple Music. You can also find it on my website or on Bandcamp and YouTube as well. So there's some live performances and some music videos that I've made years ago.
Is most of what you're playing now you alone, or do you get a chance to play with other musicians with your compositions?
I am a kind of a selfish solo musician. So I like playing with other people, but I have found it challenging to play my music with others. I just have a hard time giving other people room to play. So
it's good to know
doesn't
that.
Doesn't always work out.
Yeah,
sometimes it's great with like a percussionist or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
It's good to know that about yourself.
Yeah.
I would think actually your music would be hard to play with another person because it's really so. It's your mind creating this.
Yeah, it's not. It's not always accessible to other musicians that want to play with it. It's more of a – they tend to be more like mood pieces or, musical lyricism, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Given that it's you, are you creating notation and the music for these
songs? I don't. I keep it all in my head. I've thought about – tabulating it and putting it out there for others to learn. It just hasn't come along yet.
And do you find yourself improvising as you
go? Yeah, it's pretty rare that I'll play a tune the same way twice.
I had a feeling that.
Yeah, I like to improvise and just kind of let each performance breathe its own feeling into the song, I guess. Sometimes that doesn't work out and I mess up, but
you,
yeah,
when
it
you
keeps
mess,
it interesting for me.
Yeah, when you mess up, it's probably...
Nobody else notices.
I was going to say, it's probably you detecting it and nobody else.
If you're looking at my face, you'll notice I'm remiss or make a bad face.
You're listening to Aaron Lefevre, who will play some more, and you're also listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on community radio stations here in Pennsylvania, Ohio, also in Arizona. It's nice to have you with us. And it's time to hear some more music. What's next?
This song is one that I wrote in Maine after moving there. I was camping near Mount Desert Island in Acadia National Park, and just had a moment to kind of sit near the bay, and this came to me. And it's kind of it's another combination of sort of the music I feel, but with some Celtic elements thrown in there. And it's called The Narrows. Thank you.
tune called The Narrows, Aaron LeFever. And the park you mentioned, it's a beautiful place mm-hmm. in Maine. There must be a lot of inspiration for you throughout the state.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful place. Yeah, I don't know.
When
these say how beautiful it is, but it is.
When these songs strike you, I can't imagine what your composition technique is like. I mean, do you hear phrases or melodies or feelings?
Usually feelings. So I'll just kind of noodle around on my guitar until I kind of find something that's, I don't know, piques my interest or makes me feel something. And then I'll kind of latch on to that idea and just kind of build something around it. So a lot of times, I think that last song just started out with me doing this, which was really just a finger picking exercise. And then it just kind of, I added a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then it kind of grew into its own thing. And that seems to be how a lot of my tunes come about.
You mentioned something I was curious about. Sort of to go behind the curtain a little bit, you must practice endlessly. I can't, it is not easy to play what you're playing. And do you find yourself almost always with a guitar on your knee when you're at home?
It's a bit of an obsession, yeah. people often say, you know, to my wife, like if I'm playing a gig out someplace, they say, oh, you're so lucky that you have Aaron at home to play. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's great. Yes. But the truth is it's not always so great because I don't sound great all the time.
And
the reason I play so much is so that I can sound better.
I'm sure.
But, yeah, if you live with me, you'll definitely hear some bad sounds a lot.
Well, and most musicians, I mean, you need to practice. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're doing a lot of exercises that aren't necessarily that interesting to listen to. And it takes a lot of discipline to do that. But you don't seem to have any trouble motivating yourself.
No, at this point, it's really just become a part of me, and I don't really know how to exist without doing it. So it's just a normal, everyday part of my life, I guess.
Let's talk a little bit about Friday. You're going to be at Acoustic Music Works. Jagtime Millionaire is an amazing guitar player. Daryl Sean's fun to play with, too. What do you expect? Will the three of you... I'm guessing you're probably going to play individually.
Well, you know what? I don't think we've really talked about that. We could either play in a sort of a round setup or one after the other. Not really sure what you'll find when you come.
Well, there, you've got a little bit of a surprise. I think it's a great opportunity to hear three wonderful musicians. It starts... at 8, October 20th, this coming Friday. And it's a night celebrating the guitar. Should be a fun evening. We probably have time, I think, for three more based on the pace we're going.
Okay.
What would you like to play next?
I'll play an older one. It's called Coots and Loons. It's really about birds, but my dad made a joke that it was about my parents.
he said,
that's a song about us.
Yeah, Coots and Loons.
Coots and
Loons. That's our peer group.
So this was, again, kind of inspired by nature. I was at Moraine State Park, just north of here, and it was migration time. I think it was spring, and there were both coots and loons, which you just don't see there all the time, really, so... it was pretty fun to watch them kind of coexist in the same spot.
Those are rare birds.
See a lot of them in Maine.
Yeah.
A lot of loons in Maine, which is great. But this is, it's just kind of a playful tune. Thank you.
That's Aaron LeFever. And Larry writes to you. I had this up, Larry, in Elwood City. This guy's talking our language. We know his neighborhood. Been to what used to be Stephen King's house a few times. Stood in Senator Susan Collins' house right across the street, taking photos of King's house. Mm-hmm. We were there 2 weeks ago, and we identify with his comments about Maine. When we tried to move there, we had issues with all the dark hours. Yeah. Not so much the cold, but those long hours of darkness. Mount Desert Island rocks, he writes.
Yes, literally, it's just rocks.
As your geologist wife could tell you.
Yeah, it's always fun to go there because she knows everything about the geomorphology of the area and all of that fancy scientific stuff.
Yeah, I think I mentioned you once, Ricky's a geologist, my wife, a hydrogeologist. So, yeah, I remember the first few hikes I took with Ricky right after we met, and it's amazing. I learned all sorts of things, sometimes much more than I knew there was to learn.
Yeah, I also hear a lot of geology jokes, bad ones.
I won't
say here.
They're probably boring.
Well, they're not boring, but they're you have to be in the know to understand them sometimes.
we'll have you share one with Ricky. Once you get the drill of it.
I bet she's familiar.
Yeah, she probably. Now I'm going to be thinking of those for a long time. I'll stop. I'll table, as in water table, the subject. So. Again, I want to encourage you, Spotify, all the usual places you look for music, look for Aaron LeFever's stuff. Also, I suspect he'll have CDs at Acoustic Music Works when he plays this coming Friday. Are you playing anywhere else while you're in town?
I might try to go to an open mic or something like that. I don't have anything lined up, basically.
How long are you here for?
I'm in town for the week. We're here because, my wife is here as well, because there's a geology conference in town.
Ooh.
At the conference or whatever the big
the convention center.
Yeah.
Bunch of geologists.
Yeah.
Around. I'll ask you another. Only a geologist's spouse could know this. Do you have like boxes and boxes of rocks in your basement?
Yeah, there's rocks everywhere in our house.
Yeah. They're everywhere. It's fine. I regard it as ballast for the house.
I have to banish some rocks from the house, though. We had an incident years ago where our cat knocked one down on itself, and we had to have his tail removed.
Oh, no.
It was really sad.
Oh,
so large rocks are now banished from the house. They live outside.
That's a powerful cat.
Oh, yeah. It was up on a table, and it wasn't a very sturdy one.
It's not a Maine Coon cat since you're in Maine.
No, but he is a big cat.
Yeah.
He's big.
Aaron LeFever is here. We have about 10 minutes of radio time, which is either one or two songs, depending on what you choose to do.
I have two songs that I can work through.
Let's do that, Ben. Right. What's this next one?
This one is brand new. I haven't played it for any audience as far as I can remember. It's still kind of in the territory of being put together, I guess. So I don't – it's a bit – I don't really know how to describe it.
Well, it sounds
it kind of goes all over the place at times. Sprawling, I guess.
The ink is not dry yet.
No,
so
not
to
quite.
Speak.
But it's a tune that things were pretty quiet for me during the pandemic, and I had a hard time finding creativity at that point in time. And this song kind of came out of all of that. And it's just recently kind of come together to form a full song. So, and it's called Movement and Still Light. Thank you.
It's Aaron Lefevre with a brand new work. I'm honored that you played that for us today, having not played it before. Before I forget, a great mix from Chad Green today. Thank you. It's especially important when it's one musician playing as intricately as you are to have just great transparent sound, and you sound great. Before playing your last selection, is there anything you'd like to mention that you haven't had a chance to?
I don't think so.
Well, that's good.
Coming to mind.
I just always like to check. Look for Aaron, along with Jack Time Millionaire and Daryl Sean, on October 20th, this Friday at 8 o'clock at Acoustic Music Works in Squirrel Hill. I want to quickly thank our other guests this morning, Ann Lindsay from Powder Mill Avian Research Center and Rector Carrie Handren of the Allegheny Observatory, David Schofield of Meadowcroft Rock Shelter and Historic Village, Benjamin Lynn representing Pittsburgh Concert Society and Hampton Middle School. Also, Josie Farenhold, an eighth grader at Northgate Middle School, representing the Animal Friends Summer Camp, known as Alicia's Apprentices. And again, Aaron Lefevre, what would you like to finish up with?
I'll finish up with another tune that I wrote before I left Pittsburgh. it was kind of... Well, it's about a dream that I had about a place that I'd never been.
If we're going to let Aaron play us out, and we will look for you next week. We'll meet you here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
And the song is called Cinque Terre, which is in Italy. Been there or seen pictures of it, you know that it's a pretty interesting and beautiful looking place.
listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Find out more information at slbradio.org. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California, but girl, don't they warn ya? It pours, man, it pours.
Hammond, who wasn't even born in Southern California. He was born in the jolly old England, but his son, Albert Hammond Jr., who's had some hits on the charts as well, he was born in Southern California. There was useless information to start the show. And why shouldn't there be useless information? You've got a useless disc jockey. Sports fans, it is I, your deacon, a doo-wop, your salt and a swing, your come loudly graduate, the Chet McKinsey to Group 4 College, Jay Thurber, at 12:04 and a half. Much more music time, here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until the 3 o'clock hour, and the full-time request line is open at 412-3.